orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Hi, this is Katie. It's basketball season, and Farmers and Merchants Bank is cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort athletes, coaches, and band members contribute to make our school activities such a fun part of our community. Like you, working as a team to help you reach our goals is Farmers and Merchants Bank's game plan for success. Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner. Go Bombers! Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic, North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers!
And we welcome you back here at the Ed Barber Gymnasium here at Mount Tom High School as Mount Tom's girls getting ready to play Para Gold in the opening round of the Ultimate Auto Group Basketball Tournament. Let's get the introduction to tonight's officials, brought to you by the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. And Tobias, who we got?
Speaking of Baxter Health, we got the man right here.
That's right. All right. Yeah, we got John Stoffelson's the man with the glasses on tonight. We got Hugh McGrath. And then on the side, my man, Steve.
There we go. Thank you very much, Tobias. Let's go ahead and get a look at tonight's starting lineups. First off, for Paracold and their Road Blues, coached by Sanja Tate, they will be going with senior Emerice Rolson, sophomore Hadley Luke, junior Hallie Benson, junior Nigel Larry, and a sophomore Madison Farmer. Mountain Home in their home whites, coached by Dell Laird, they will be going with Taylor Yonkers, a 5'10 sophomore, Parker Husky, a 5'8 senior, and then they'll be joined by three juniors, Anna McCarn at 6'4, Lakin Moore at 6', and right starting lineup is Whitten Coleman at 5'7. So again, for Paragold, Rolson, Luke, Hallie Benson, Nigel Larry, and Farmer, and for Mountain Home, Yonkers, Husky, McCarn, Moore, and Coleman. Both teams getting some last-second instructions from their head coaches before we have the opening tip-off brought to you by Clear Results Glass.
Well, one thing's clear, Matt. We've got about 4.5 feet collectively on them height-wise.
Yeah.
So I would say that things are looking good.
You bet. That definitely helps, especially when it comes to crashing the boards.
Yeah, this Paragold team's one that struggles to score. You know, they lost Dixie. I think it was Dixie Williams. One of their top players was out. Mm-hmm. They also lost another one of their
Michaela
top players.
Lambert, I believe.
Michaela Lambert's
The
other one. And, you know, they're down, and their best player moved to Nettleton. Unfortunately, she hurt her knee and tore an ACL there.
Well, Anna McCarn trying to win the tip. The Paragold won the opening tip off, but now the ball's knocked away. And the ball will stay with Paragold after it was touched by Mount Home. Paragold moving left to right in this first half. Inbound pass goes to Rolson. Mount Home in a man-to-man. Rolson into the front court, dribbling up top. Throws over on the right side to Luke. Luke will take the screen, drill up to the top. Gives over on the left side to Farmer. Farmer will take the pick. Dribbles up to the top, immediately met by Lake Moore, trying to avoid a double team. Now she'll give it to Rolson. Rolson will try to get by her defender, going into lane for a layup. Shot was blocked. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Home. Paragold will inbound it on the baseline with 12 seconds left to shoot.
Didn't have Whitten Coleman with a block shot, but hey, we'll take it.
Yeah, there you go. Rolson takes an inbound pass in the right corner, throws out on the wing to Farmer. She'll dribble to the top, throws over to Rolson in the left corner. Down to 5 left on the shot clock. Ball goes to Lurie on the low block. She puts up the layup. Off the glass, no good. And McCarn gets the rebound, has the ball knocked away. And it will be Mount Holmes' ball as we are 44 seconds into this contest.
Yeah, that's what you're going to see with Paragould. They struggle to get the ball in the hole right there. That's a really good look for Paragould that just was short. And when you watch them warm up, that's kind of what –
And Whitten Coleman was found on the low block all by herself. Paragold just kind of went to sleep on defense.
I was sitting there pointing. There's nobody even on her over there. And Whitten just, they did a good job. Parker finding her, and Whitten just easy layup.
Lady Bombers strike first, 2-0. Our score, 6:56 left in the first quarter. Farmer into the front court, immediately met by a double team.
Back court. Oh, they got timeout.
Yep, and Paragold is able to get a timeout. By the way, it looks like, okay, never mind. There is Coach Tate. But Paragould is taking the timeout. We'll break with 6:52 left to play in the first quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Paragould 2-0. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, coming out of the timeout, inbound pass goes to Farmer as we're back underway. Farmer into the front court, gives it to Rolson, who will set the offense. Rolson will dribble to the right side, gives it there on the wing to Farmer. Farmer will take the screen, tries to throw it down into the paint, ball's knocked away, and Coleman comes up with the steal, and she's back the other way with it. Coleman dribbles to the elbow, kicks it out to Moore. She dribbles into the lane, loses the handle of the ball, but McCartan's there. Gives it out to Husky on the left wing. She puts up the three-pointer. Good!
Man, one inside-outside game. Starts with defense on one end from Witten. Goes down, gets the ball in the paint to Anna. Great bounce pass by Lakin. Anna had the perfect pass out for a wide-open three.
5-0 Lady Bombers up. 6-12 left to play in the opening quarter. Rolson into the front court. She'll take the screen. Gets by a couple defenders, tries to throw down a low block. It is goes to Benson, ball's knocked away, and now Mount Home comes up with the ball again. Oh, they were just ran out of real estate on the baseline there. So it will be Paragould's ball, but now Mount Home's going to take the timeout. We'll break with 5:58. Let's play in the opening period. It is Mountain Home leading Paragould 5-0. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The community of Mountain Home continues to be committed to the Bombers, just as Centennial is committed to their customers. Perseverance, commitment, and resilience are key ingredients for success, both on and off the field of play. Whether you are cheering on the Bombers, starting a new business, or planning for the future, Centennial is here for all of life's moments. Let them be your partner. Centennial Bank, member FDIC.
Both teams have taken a 30-second timeout so far as we're a little over 2 minutes into this contest. Mount Home up 5-0 right now.
That was a defensive timeout there for Mountain Home. They wanted to get their defense set. Coach Leonard was not happy with what his girls were doing.
Inbound pass goes to Rolson in the left corner. She'll throw it out to Farmer on the wing. Farmer takes the screen, dribbles up to the top. Tries to throw it over to Rolson. She is able to control it. Ball goes down on the – thrown down into the paint, knocked away and stolen by McCarn. And now Mount Home turns it over themselves back the other way. Farmer quickly into the front court, dribbles on the right side, goes down toward the corner. Gives it to Benson, now to Luke. Her three-pointer is way off the mark. It goes out of bounds, and it will be Mount Home's ball with 5:27 left in the first quarter. Kaylee Metz checking in for the first time for Paragould, replacing Madison Farmer. Metz, a sophomore for the Lady Rams.
That shot looked like something you'd throw up, T.
Yeah. I would have hit the backboard, though, in a second.
Maybe I ought to have you do that contest out at halftime. Here is Husky throwing it over to Moore on the right side. Up top to Yonkers. Down to McCarn in the lane. She puts up the layup. Off the glass, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Rolson. 5-0, Lady Bombers still on top. 5:07 left in the opening period. Rolson with it on the left wing. Picks up a dribble, throws it to Metz on the left side. Metz will dribble up to the top. Trying to figure out where to go with it now after she picks up a dribble, gives it back to Rolson. 15 left on the shot clock. Rolson met by a double team. Trying to dribble out of it, and she does. Rolson will throw it down to Metz on the low block by herself. Her layup won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Husky. She'll be fouled in the backcourt.
Man, she missed that one right under the basket.
Yep, she sure did.
Yeah. Anna McCarn came flying over with good help side defense. You know, Mountain Home, you can see what they're trying to do. They're doubling every screen. When that comes off, they're doubling and pushing that ball handler out. Rolson did a really good job of finding the open man, but Anna McCarn with good help defense coming over, making that shot.
That was Nigel Lurie's first personal foul. Team foul number one against Paragould. And back the other way, Moore's shot near the elbow misses everything and goes out of bounds. Paragould will get it back with 4:27 left in the first quarter.
That first game back after a long Christmas break, and they're always ugly.
Well, you know, the first quarter started ugly last time we played them, you know. Then we start getting things going a little bit more later on.
That's true.
And back the other way, an offensive foul away from the ball called on Paragould. Anijah Lurie picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number two against the Lady Rams.
Getting a little feisty under the goal.
Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about Rolson. You know, she fouled out before the third quarter was over last time. You know, that's one thing she's definitely going to have to watch out for this time around.
Yeah.
Ball goes over to Yonkers on the left side. Up top to Moore. She drills into the lane, going in for a layup. Shot is blocked. Gets the ball back. Gets out to Husky on the right wing. Her three-pointer is up and nothing but net.
Yeah, another inside-outside. Lakin, good job staying with it on the missed shot. Kept her wits about herself. Got the rebound and threw it right back out. Parker was wide open, stepped into that three.
And now a stoppage of play again. And I'm not sure why. Was the clock stopped?
I think they started the shot clock before the ball was touched in bounds.
Oh, okay, gotcha. All right. Well, that is going to bring in a substitution for Paragould, and Nigel Lurie checks out of the game as junior Madison Harrell checks in for the first time tonight. 8-0 Lady Bombers on top, 3:49 left in the first quarter. Rolson trying to inbound it, tries to throw it to Metz. Ball's knocked away, but Rolson's there right there to pick it up. Rolson into the front court, and foul's going to be called. Looks like Whitten Coleman's going to be called for bowling over her pick. That is Coleman's first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Bombers. So fresh 35 for Paragould with 3:42 left to play in the first quarter. 8-0 Lady Bombers on top. Rolson with it, dribbles to the right side. Has the ball knocked away, and a scramble for it. And it's going to be a jump ball. It will be, and that will be Mount Tom's ball in the possession arrow. And another turnover against Lady Rams.
Yeah, Whitten just ate Rolson's lunch right there. She put that ball out in front of her. And, you know, those active hands. And you don't want to mess with her when she's active.
You bet.
She jumped on it.
Husky into the front court, gives it to Yonkers. Throws over on the left side to Moore. Now Yonkers has it there on the wing. Tries to throw a lot past Moore. She is able to chase it down and avoid a turnover. Kicks out to Husky. Husky will give it back to Moore. Moore will dribble into the paint. Now she's going to the low block, and she's being called for the travel.
Ooh. I didn't see that.
You disagree with that call?
I disagree with that. Yeah. My man Stocks a little sitting over there. He missed that call.
3:11 left to play in the opening quarter as the Lady Rams get the ball back. Lady Bombers still up 8-0. Rolson inbounds it to Metz. Back to Rolson, who has the ball knocked away in the backcourt. But Luke's there to pick it up. She'll give it to Benson on the right side. Now back to Rolson, who will set the offense.
Yeah, they got active hands, don't they?
Dude, they just swarm us. See that ball crosses there on them.
Metz with it. Gives it to Rolson in the right corner. Rolson tries to throw it down towards the low block. Metz is there to pick it up. Put up the layup, and good. And boy, that's just fortunate for Paragould there.
Yeah, just a lucky bounce right there. Whitten was in position for the steal and had a hand on it. And as soon as she knocked it away, it went right to Paragould's hands and for the open layup.
8-2, Mount Tom up, and now Mount Tom's going to turn it over again as Anna McCarn's called for the offensive foul away from the ball.
Yeah, she tried to do a little one of those little, what they call the blur screen, maybe is what they call it, and blurred a little bit too much right into the body of the Paragould player.
First personal against McCarn, team foul number two against the Lady Bombers. 2.5 minutes left to play in the first quarter. 8-2, Mountain Home up. Ball is with Harrell on the right wing, on the left wing, excuse me. She's going to put up the three-pointer, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Yonkers. And now she's going to be fouled in the backcourt.
Yeah, she's getting hammered down there.
They're going to get Hallie Benson with her first personal foul. Team foul number three against the Lady Rams. Anna McCarn's going to check out of the game as Livy Fossus will come in for the first time tonight. She's a 6-foot sophomore for the Lady Bombers. Again, one of the Fossus girls from the transfer portal.
That's
from
right.
Minnesota.
That's
right. Ball goes to Coleman near the left elbow. Over to Husky on the right wing. Paragould in a man-to-man. Ball goes up top to Moore. She's going to put up the three-pointer. And good.
There we go.
She was back there a little bit.
She was.
Foot or two off the line.
First 3 points of the night for Moore. 11-2, Lady Bombers up, 1:56 left in the first quarter. Rolson back the other way, going up for the runner. It will not go, and the rebound's knocked around, controlled by Moore. She's quickly back the other way, going to go coast-to-coast for the layup. She just blew by everybody for that layup.
Man, offense turning to defense.
Like with back-to-back scores there, finding a little groove.
5 on the night for Moore, 1:37 left to play in the first quarter. 13-2, Lady Bombers up. Here is Benson with it. Now Tolman, a full-court man. Benson throws it into the front court to Luke. Luke will dribble to the right corner, gives it there to Harrell. Harrell will throw it up top to Metz. Metz will give it to Rolson on the left side. Rolston has the ball knocked away. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Home. Perrigal will keep it with 1:13 left in the first quarter. Sarah Williams and Ashley Ness is coming in for the first time tonight for Mount Home, replacing Whitten Coleman and Jayla Yonkers. And Perrigal's brought in, looks like Madison Farmer back in. And Niger Lurie is also coming back in. Madison Harrell and Hallie Benson both taking a seat. 13-2, Lady Bombers up. Inbound pass goes to Metz. Over to Rolston on the left side. Rolston will try to get by a bunch of defenders. She goes in for the layup just to beat the shot clock. It won't go. She's able to chase down her own rebound and dribble back out to the top. Less than a minute. Let's play in the first quarter. 11-point lead for Mount Home. Ball goes to Farmer to Rolston in the right corner. She will dribble between a couple of defenders. Goes up for a runner. No good. Luke's there for the offensive rebound. She can't get the put back. And this time Metz has the rebound. She'll be fouled. They're going to get Parker Husky with her first personal foul, team foul number three against the Lady Bombers. 46.1 left in the first quarter. It will be Luke inbounding the ball on the baseline, gets into Rolston near the right corner, out to Metz. She has it near the top, over to Rolston on the left side. Rolston gets by her defender, puts up the jumper on the left side, misses everything. And now Estes gets the rebound. She was trying to throw it to Williams. Williams wasn't even looking, and Perrigal comes up with a steal. Shot clock is off. 25 seconds left in the first quarter. Ball goes over to Farmer on the right side. Down to Rolston in the corner. Rolston will give it out to Metz. 15 left. Metz drills to the left elbow. Gives it to Farmer on the wing. Down to Metz in the corner. She tries to get by her defender. And now throws the ball out to Farmer. Out to Rolston. Down to three left. Will Rolston get the shot off? She just heaves it and hits the top of the backboard. And that's the way this first quarter is going to end, with Mount Home up 11.
Yeah, Mount Home's defense just giving all kinds of fits to Perrigal right now.
Our first 8 minutes are in the books. After one, it is Mountain Home leading Perrigal 13-2. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Don't let an injury keep you down. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Wynn Moore and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Moore, Roeder, and their staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of experience. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
If you are tired of buffering and sketchy service, you need to experience Next.